Caring can be time-consuming, leaving little time left for household maintenance and cleaning. We asked ACC's Jessica McDonald for tips carers could follow to make household chores safer and less onerous.
Check the ladder. because you don't need the big 1.8 extendable ladder. You just need a small step ladder to get to those high cupboards or to get to lower light bulbs. If you're going to set up a ladder indoors or outdoors, make sure you set it up with care, but then just use it safely. You're on a very, very potentially dangerous piece of equipment that does require you to be really focused on the job, and that's why I often think care is having enough to do. And maybe they're tired, and maybe they're stressed, and maybe there's someone better suited to do the job, a family or a neighbour or a relative.
Is that not something that's useful to find out that this is some of the things that you might be able to get other people to do to help you? Because often you're in that situation, for example, what can I do, and you've got no idea. But some of the things you might identify, if we just jot them down as a checklist that people offer.
I think another way to keep yourself safe as a carer is maybe the person you're caring for or you're supporting has either maybe they've changed a bit, maybe they don't seem to be as independent as they were before. And I think that's the time to go back to your GP and say, look, can we get an assessment by an occupational therapist? Because there may be gadgets or systems that the occupational therapist would say to you just to help you do less for the person that you're caring or supporting. And a really simple one is there are little cages you can get for kettles, and so you can, and the cage allows you to tip the kettle just ever so gently, and that's often really useful for people to help them make a cup of tea when they want it, if they've got maybe arthritic hands and they can't get a really good grip on the kettle. But there are things and systems that can be set up so that the carer's doing all that they need to do, but not more than that. And I think the tendency of the carer would be, I want to do it now, I've got a lot on, and it's quicker if I do it myself. But from the perspective of the person they're supporting, they want to be as independent, and they don't want to rely on someone else, and they want that, to have that choice of actually, I'll go and make my cup of tea now. And the hazard isn't pouring the water, it's because they've got a special cage to help them do that.
What about the other big chore around the house, which is like, I guess, something in cleaning and vacuuming, you know, you might start any tips around managing that?
I think making sure, you know, do you have to do this, first of all, or can you get someone else to do the hoovering or the cleaning? If you're going to use cleaning products, could you have a bucket which you keep them all in so they're contained in one place? An issue is, you don't want young children to be drinking the bleach or the floor cleaner, and by having a bucket and keeping them contained and carrying them around, we sort of monitoring the whole situation. If you're using the Hoover or other appliances to clean, you know, where's the lead going from? You know, are you going down the hallway and into the bedroom, or can you shift that plug so that there isn't such, that lead isn't traveling such a long way? And always inform everyone in the house who's going to be, I'm doing this now. And so people in the house, the person who's supporting or the family member, is aware of what's going to be, you haven't just disappeared, you're actually here.